Well, we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on up
to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on
up. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're
moving on up,
moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Jefferson, we ain't got no cucumbers.
Why do you want cucumbers?
I don't want them. They give me gas. You're the one who asked me to make a special salad, and for that, I gotta have cucumbers.
All right, Florence. All I have is a $5 bill.
That should cover it. And while you're out, pick up some olives, too.
Weezy.
Oh, hi, George.
Is Lionel here?
No, he's still out picking up his cap and gown.
Good. I want this to be a surprise.
What is it?
Lionel's graduation present. Something that'll go real good with his new job.
Where do you see this?
Oh, George.
Ooh, honey, hush. Look at that.
Ain't you supposed to be in the kitchen?
I am in the kitchen. That sure is a fine-looking briefcase.
It ain't no briefcase. It's an attaché case.
What's the difference?
About $80.
Yeah. I want my son to start out with the best.
It's beautiful, George.
Yeah, I remember my first briefcase was real cheap. First time I used it, I got caught in the rain. It smelled like an old goat. An old, wet billy goat.
This is a great idea, George. This is just what Lionel is going to need for his new job.
He got a job already?
Yep, with the Teletex Electronics Company. And they are going to pay his way to go back to school to get his master's.
Then Lionel and I are going to have one thing in common.
Say what?
We'll both have masters. Only his won't be the kind that bosses him around.
And he won't talk back to his neither.
Look at those initials in gold, too.
LWJ. What's the W stand for?
Wesley.
What?
Wesley.
I think I got double vision in my ear.
George wanted Lionel's middle name to be William, after his father.
And she wanted Wesley after her old father.
Well, which one did you decide on?
W. We figured Lionel could decide when he grew up.
Well, which one did he choose?
He won't tell us.
He doesn't want one of us to get mad at him. So I think I'll put a ribbon on this before he gets back. George, what is that?
Picture frames for Lionel's diploma.
But he's only getting one diploma.
I know, but I'm going to Xerox it. I'm going to hang one in every store.
I hope it isn't going to be too tough on Lionel, working at his job and going to school at the same time. Have you noticed how edgy he seems lately?
Hey, well, I can understand that. It comes from working hard. You probably never noticed, but I get edgy myself once in a while.
No.
Anyway, I mean, look, Lionel ain't got nothing to worry about. He made the dean's list, didn't he? When I was his age, I wasn't even listening to the phone book.
Yeah, the dean's list. We should be very proud of him. You know, the whole time he was in college, he only got one C.
I only got one C in school, too. But that was the highest grade I ever got.
Oh, don't feel bad, George. Brains ain't everything.
Are you kidding? I had brains enough to marry you, didn't I? If I didn't do that, there wouldn't be no line.
Oh, George!
I ain't seen that much hugging since Sammy Davis stopped hanging around the White House.
Make yourself useful and fix me a scotch and soda. I feel like celebrating.
I feel like celebrating, too, but I got food to fix.
Then fix the food right after you fix my drink. And use my $30 scotch.
How am I supposed to know which one that is?
It's the one with the $30 price tag on it.
Lord, that's your child.
Well, George, how does it look?
Hey, that's nice, Louise. Lana's gonna love that. You know? I sure wish Papa was still around. He'd really be proud of Lana.
He'd be proud of you too, George.
Yeah. Anyway, hurry up with my drink, Florence.
I ain't fixing you no drink.
What? You the maid, ain't you?
Yeah.
And I'm your boss, Anna.
Yeah.
Well then, fix me a drink.
I ain't fixing you no drink because I can't find your special scotch.
Huh? Hey, Weezy, what happened to my special scotch?
Well, I don't know, George.
I had a full bottle of $30 scotch.
Well, don't look at me, honey, because I don't drink that mess. I only drink ginger ale and muscatel.
Well, I guess it just disappeared.
Damn, now I gotta go get another bottle.
Well, you have other scotch here, George. Why don't you drink that?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't touch that old cheap stuff. I keep that for the Willises.
Well, since you're going out, would you mind picking up some cucumbers?
And get some olives, too.
Hey, what do I look like, a delivery boy?
You want an honest answer?
We need the cucumbers and olives for Lionel's party, George.
Yeah. Ah, hi, Mr. Jefferson. Lionel home?
Don't ask me, ask the boss.
What? Lionel ain't back yet.
Well, look who finally woke up.
Yes, I've had all the beauty sleep I need for that. And maybe you ought to take a little nap. Well, where's my grandson, the graduate?
Well, he's still out, Mother Jefferson.
Well, where's George?
He went to the liquor store. There's a bottle of scotch missing.
Scotch?
Yes. You wouldn't know where it went, would you, Mother Jefferson?
Well, it didn't go into me. I don't drink scotch. I tried some once in my tomato juice, and it was terrible.
So you threw it out, right?
Of course not, child. Like I've told Louise 1,000 times,
waste not, want not.
Tum, ta-dum, tum, tum. Tum ta tum, tum ta tum, tum ta tum, tum ta tum, tum tum.
I'm Lionel. I was just coming over to see you.
Oh!
I see you've already started celebrating your graduation, eh?
Ain't that something? And now I'm all set to flunk life.
Oh, no, I'm certain you're going on to great things.
Oh, sure. Sure.
As I remember my own graduation as if it were only 18 years ago.
I made the dean's list, you know.
Really? I was an honors man at Oxford. My father hated that. He used to say that all Oxford men were long-haired sissies. Of course, he was a short-haired Cambridge man himself. Come to think of it, he was short and hairy all over. Although I don't think that's why he went to Cambridge.
My pop never even finished high school.
Well, there's nothing to be ashamed of, you know.
Oh, who's ashamed?
Do you think that little Lionel and his dumb diploma is going to make it half as good as his pop?
Well, of course he is. You are.
Man, are you betting on the wrong horse?
You know, at Oxford, it's an old university tradition to go out with a Poe.
A Poe what?
Oh, just a Poe.
Well, that's silly.
I mean, you can have a Poe Black or a Poe White, but you just can't have a Poe.
Now, you don't understand, you see. In England, a Poe is, well, it's a chamber pot, is what it is.
Oh, I get it. You were too Poe to have your own John.
Very good. Now, I'm talking about a drunken idiot who climbed way up the spire of his college and hung a Poe on it. Of course, coming down, I was cold sober.
Just like me.
Yeah. Well, if you feel the need for some hair of the dog that bit you, this should do the trick.
Ooh, scotch?
Yeah, it's one of your father's favorite brands. So you tell him to drink a toast to you from me.
Pop drink to me?
Well, of course, he must be very proud of you.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks, Mr. Bentley. And I'll tell Pop that he must be proud of me.
Yes, and good luck with the new job.
Yeah. Lots of luck, Lionel. Hi, everybody. Oh, look at what the Scotchman gave me. A bottle of English. Lionel, where have you been?
I have been celebrating.
Lionel, you're drunk.
Really? Me too. Drink it down.
No, coffee isn't healthy for you.
Drink it! I can't understand what's gotten into you.
I can. About a pint of liquor.
Lionel, why did you do it? Today of all days, why?
Well, this isn't the first time he's had too much to drink lately. Is it, Lionel?
Lionel, is that true?
Now I know what happened to that bottle of scotch.
Shame on you, Lionel. Don't you know that alcohol is a devil's brew? Well, if it didn't help my digestion, I'd never touch it.
It's going to take a lot more than coffee to sober him up.
Then what are we going to do? Graduation is only 2 hours away.
What? Well, I'll get Lionel undressed and put him on a cold shower.
Jenny!
But this is an emergency.
Oh, it's not that much of an emergency.
It will be if his father sees him like that.
Oh, my God, I forgot about George. He'll be here any second. And if he sees Lionel drunk, he'll kill him. Come on, Jenny, help me get him into his bedroom. Hi, we. Hi. Hi.
What's he doing back there?
Well, where did you expect me to be?
Well, I just saw you over there.
Oh, George. Oh, I miss you while you were gone.
What was that all about?
I told you, George, I missed you.
I only been gone 20 minutes.
I know, but it seemed like half an hour.
What can I tell you?
Oh, you're back, Mr. Jefferson. I hope you got the cucumbers and olives.
Yeah, I got them.
Well, give them to me. I gotta finish making that salad.
Get them yourself. You the maid, ain't you?
You keep running me like this, I'm gonna stop charging you by the hour and start charging you by the mile.
Now, look, Lisa. Where'd you come from?
Well, I was...
In the bathroom.
Can't you, Willis, use your own bathroom?
Well, George, Jenny is, she's waiting on Lionel.
Where is he anyway?
Oh, probably stopped to talk with some friends. Oh, don't worry. There's plenty of time.
Yeah, but I want him to get there early. I don't want him to run out of those diplomas.
How is he?
Asleep, I hope.
You told me he's been doing a lot of drinking lately. Why?
Something must be bothering him.
What?
I don't know. When I asked him, he said he was drinking to his future.
What does that mean?
I was hoping that you could tell me.
Hey, what? What's Lionel's graduation present doing out here? I'll take it to his room.
No!
What?
She said no!
I'll put it in his room. You look tired. Doesn't he look tired, Jenny?
Oh, yes, very tired. No, no, no. Well, isn't this nice?
No.
Well, isn't this nice?
Don't you two have anything else to say?
Oh, sure.
It's your suit, Mr. Jefferson. I've fallen in love with this suit. The style, the fabric, the lining. Ooh, the lining is doing it to death. You know what else I think?
Do you ever think so loud?
Well, I was thinking, Mr. Jefferson, but I have always admired you. A self-made man who came up the hard way, all the way from nothing. Now you got 5 cleaning stores.
6.
6, that's right. And who knows, maybe someday there'll be 7 or 8. But see, the point is, Mr. Jefferson, you did it by yourself. And to think, it started out in a cotton field in Alabama 46 years ago.
45.
No! That's even more remarkable to get this far so soon. But you're still a young man, Mr. Jefferson. Young looking, too. You know, if I didn't know you, I'd never guess you were old enough to be Lionel's father.
I know why she's out of breath. And why are you breathing so hard?
I can't help myself. I get carried away when I'm this close to you. Oh.
That must be Lionel. Probably forgot his key again.
Hi, Mr. J.
Oh, I thought you were Lionel.
Oh, no, I couldn't be. I'm taller than he is.
What do you want, Bentley?
I'd like to borrow a corkscrew. You see, a lady friend of mine just came over.
Yeah, okay, and... Bentley, but bring it right back, okay? We got a little celebration around here of our own.
Yes, I know, as I was telling Lionel out in the hallway.
Oh, you saw Lionel in the hallway?
Yes, but I'm not absolutely certain that he saw me. Hello, Mrs. J. Goodbye, Mrs. J.
You sure Lionel ain't here?
Here? Oh, if Lionel came home, wouldn't I have seen him?
Not necessarily. He could be in his room.
Oh, I'm positive he's not. Jenny, why don't you go in and make sure Lionel is not in his bedroom?
Oh, yes, sure thing, Mrs. Jefferson.
As I was telling Lionel about my own college graduation, I did some pretty crazy things in those days.
You ain't changed a bit.
Now, you have a delicious sense of humor, Mr. J, which reminds me of a story. Would you like to hear what the chorus girl said to the bishop?
Who cares?
Well, that's not the way I heard it.
What happened to Jenny?
No, that wasn't it either.
Lionel! Lionel, you in there?
Oh, Mr. Jefferson. He's not in your room either.
I guess you're right, Weezy. Lionel ain't here.
Even if Lionel were here, he might not know it.
Mr. Bentley, why don't you come upstairs with me? I think we have a corkscrew up there.
Because when I saw him earlier in the hallway, he'd had more than his share of the grape.
Why is he eating grapes?
Well, you know Mr. Bentley, George. He's weird.
Yeah. Well, look, I can't relax out here, so I think I'll go lie down for a while.
Who's in there?
George! You can't lie down now.
Say what?
You've got to go to my place.
Your place? What for?
Oh, I just remembered I forgot my camera.
Mama.
George, I want to take some pictures of Lionel.
But I got a camera. You can use mine.
I can't use your camera, George. It's got too many gadgets on it.
But, Mom.
All right, now, if you want to go and ruin one of the happiest days of my life, go right ahead.
I don't cry.
Now I won't be able to take any pictures of my wonderful grandson or his graduation. Go take it! Well, George ought to be calling from my place in about 30 minutes.
What for?
For this. Oh! Lionel, I'm surprised at you. I always thought you had a good head on your shoulders.
Well, right now, I wish I had somebody else's head on my shoulders.
Well, what did you expect? That's what happens when you drink too much.
Yeah. And I should know better. I'm not very good at holding my liquor.
Just like his father.
There's got to be a reason for all this drinking. Why?
Why not?
Because if you've got a problem, drinking is not going to solve it. Now tell me why.
Mom, I'm scared.
Scared of what?
Scared of how I'm going to do on this new job.
Don't worry, you'll do fine.
Fine isn't good enough. I've got to do spectacular.
Why?
Because of the competition.
What competition?
Pop.
Are you still drunk?
Well, look at the record I've got to match. Pop started out with nothing and went right to the top. Me, I'm starting out with everything.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Don't you see? That means I've got to do twice as good as Pop. He's going to expect that. And I want him to be really proud of me.
Lionel, you remember when you were going to high school and you asked your father and me to help you with your homework?
Yeah, but you always had to help me because Pop was too busy.
He wasn't busy. He was embarrassed, Lionel. He didn't help you with your homework because he couldn't.
It's not that he didn't have brains. He didn't want to waste it on school.
Believe me, Lionel, no matter what you do from here on out, your father is already proud of you. And so am I.
Mama! Wheezy!
Oh, George, I'm so sorry about sending you for my camera. I should have realized I had it with me all the time.
Yeah, yeah, forget it, Mom.
Ta-da!
Hey, Lionel!
Man, you look great, don't you, Wheezy?
He sure does.
Lionel, just stand over there by your mother and father. I just want to get a good picture of the family.
Hey, Lionel, now that you're a college graduate and studying for your master's and all that, you better not get so smart you don't want to talk to your old man.
Are you kidding, Pop? If I stopped talking to you, I wouldn't be smart. I'd be dumb.
Louise, how does this look?
This looks fine, Mother Jefferson.
Good. Okay, Louise, just press the button.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.